Honolulu Police Chief Louis K. Aloha and his wife Catherine are now facing two separate trials by order of a federal judge, one for bank fraud, another for conspiracy charges. In today's reality check from Civil Beat, reporter Stuart Yurton looks at what this means for the co-defendants. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
They remain co-defendants. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's right. There will be two trials. As you said, the first involving bank fraud and financial crimes that are alleged against the Kealohas. The second involving a mailbox, we'll call it the mailbox conspiracy, involving the Kealohas and several police officers who are alleged to have stolen a mailbox and created false evidence to frame one of Catherine Kealoha's relatives.
Now, Stuart, when you and I talked about this a few days ago, we talked about the conspiracy co-defendants wanting to have their trials separated from the Kealohas. That's a separate issue, and their fates are still linked in the conspiracy trial. Is that right?
Well, right. So they did separate from the it's a partial victory for the police officers. They wanted to separate from the financial crimes and have a separate trial on the conspiracy as an alternative. Some wanted their own trial, period. That got denied. So it is a partial victory for the police officers, but not a total victory.
What does it imply for the Kealohas?
Well, they are still facing two cases or two sets of allegations against them.
Right.
And again, the bank fraud and financial crimes allegations generally are thought to be easier to prove, and they're pretty significant. I mean, you're still looking at prison time, up to 30 years in prison for bank fraud and a fine of up to $1 million, plus there are four counts of aggravated identity theft, which carry a minimum mandatory sentence of 2 years each. So it's pretty serious for them.
Conspiracy has a reputation of being a difficult case to make, yeah?
And that's the thought, that the police officers really wanted the conspiracy to be separate from the bank fraud and financial crimes, because they didn't want to be sort of found guilty by association in the minds of the juries. Mm-hmm. The jury could find that the Kealohas had done something wrong concerning bank fraud, then it might be easier for the jury, just human nature being what it is, to sort of lump the police officers together with them.
Sure. Well, we'll continue to watch this one with interest, Stuart. Thanks very much for checking in with us.
Thank you, Chris.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check from Civil Beat. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.